Welcome to the Weekly Insight Podcast, where we break down the noise of the week and help you understand the psychology of the markets with your host, Andrew Doerr at Insight Wealth Group.
Good morning. Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Insight Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Andrew Doerr. I do want to thank you for making some time today to listen to my ramblings. Before we get started, I just want to say what I say every week, which is that what you're about to hear today should not be construed as individual investment advice, but instead is just our take on the markets and the economy. And if you're more interested in how this might apply to your personal portfolio, I'd encourage you to give us a call here at the office. With that, let's go ahead and get started. You know, there are a ton of things that I would love to talk about on this podcast. Issues that I think are important, that I think are going to impact portfolios over the next several months and years. But right now, sadly, those issues are going to have to sit on the sidelines for a little while because, yet again, it's Fed time. The only thing dominating market discussions right now is the tug of war between inflation and interest rates. How high will interest rates go? How long will they stay there? Will inflation ever finally get back down to what we're used to, the targeted goal of 2%? Yet again, last month, that drama was reignited with the January CPI data. It accelerated with Chairman Powell's comments to Congress last week and the most recent jobs data. And it's going to come to a head with the February CPI data on Tuesday and the Federal Reserve announcement on interest rates next Wednesday. So let's get the basic stuff out of the way. Real bluntly, we don't know what's going to happen this week. I have no secret insight into the CPI data or the Fed's decision-making process. But as I've said many times in this podcast before, understanding the expectations is just as important because hitting or missing those expectations is going to affect drastically how the market reacts. In recent weeks, those expectations have turned more negative. CPI is now expected to grow at 0.4% month over month, which would match the higher than expected numbers that we saw in January. And now, after a month of fretting, the market is now expecting the Fed to raise rates by 50 basis points, double the 25 basis points we saw just a month ago. Now, you'll note, again, I do this every week. There's lots of charts in our memo, which is linked in the show notes. I'd encourage you to go look at that data. But if you would look at that data, you would note that just 30 days ago, the odds of a 50 basis point hike were less than 10%. Today, that number is over 60. Why the big shift? The most obvious answer is Chairman Powell's comments to Congress last week. I want to read one quote of his from his congressional testimony because I do think it's probably the most important comment that he made. So let me read it. Quote, "The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rate hikes is likely to be higher than previously anticipated. If the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we would be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes. That means higher, the ultimate level of interest rate hikes, quote, and faster, the increase the pace of rate hikes, quote, than the market was anticipating just a few weeks ago." But here's where I'm about to step into some dangerous territory here. You shouldn't worry about this. You should not worry about Powell's comments. Heck, I should stop doing podcasts about them. Everyone listening to this right now, every one of you is a long-term investor. And as such, and we are, by the way, long-term investors as well. And as such, we should all have admitted to ourselves by now that number one, we cannot predict the future. And number two, we shouldn't try to trade the day-to-day machinations of the market. It's madness. You're never going to win. In fact, I did a whole podcast on this issue at the beginning of the year. I titled it Big Trends. You can go click on it. It was the first podcast from the beginning of the year. And the whole point of that was that the key to investing well is to do the boring things and to understand the big trends that really matter. Inherent with that is ignoring the day-to-day noise. In that same podcast, I said something to the effect of that the market consensus right now is that rates are going to peak between 5 and 5.5%, and that peak would be reached in the May or the June Federal Reserve meeting. Huh. Funny statement, because all of that is still true today. That's where the market expects rates to peak. They're saying right now right around 5.5%, and the consensus is that that's going to happen in June. It's no different than what I said here 70 days ago. The only difference is that the market got super optimistic in January because we had some great December CPI reads and everybody thought this was going to be over really quick. Then all of a sudden in February, when it became clear that that wasn't going to be true, that optimism got replaced rapidly with pessimism. But guess where it ended up? Right back where it started. Which brings me to why I am calling this podcast today, Where's the Peak Part 2? Because back in September, I did a podcast called Where's the Peak? You can go look at that. It was September 19th. Much like now, we were coming off of a not-so-good CPI report. The August CPI data was higher than expected. And in that, we highlighted the market and the Fed's shift in expectations. When we talked, I noted a chart, and I've included this chart again in the memo, just like I did back in September, which explained what various amounts of month-over-month growth in CPI would mean to the year-over-year total. So what that chart shows, and I'll try to explain it so you can visualize it here, is it looks back at where CPI was back in August, which was about 8.3%. And it says, here's what's going to happen to CPI over the next 18 months if we have 0% month-over-month growth, if we have 0.1% month-over-month growth, 0.2, 0.3, or 0.4. And what we pointed out in that chart and in that commentary back in September was that even if we had 0.4% month-over-month CPI growth, by June, we would be down to about 4.5% inflation. Why? It comes back to that base case conversation we were having a couple of weeks ago. So now here we are. We had 0.4% last month. The market thinks we're going to have 0.4% this month. And after all of that hemming and hawing, it's important to note that after last month's CPI data, our average month-over-month growth since August, since we did that last podcast, has been 0.23%. And CPI right now has fallen to 6.4%. If you go and look at the chart, because right now we have the January CPI data. Next week, we're going to get the February data. If you look at that chart, we are falling right between what would have been 0.1 and 0.2% month-over-month growth. That chart anticipated that if we had 0.1%, we'd be at 6.01% in January. If we had 0.2%, we'd be at 6.65. We're at 6.4 right now. That puts us fully on pace to be down to sub 3.5% inflation by June. So what's my point in all this? My point is that the big trends really haven't changed much. The big trends are still moving in our direction. Inflation is falling. The Fed is eventually going to end rate hikes. The economy is still strong. And that thesis from last September that inflation would fall because of the base case scenario still is in good shape today. And we now know where the peak was. In February, it was February 2022 for CPI and July of 2022 for core CPI. We noted at the time of that podcast in September that, quote, barring an apocalypse, end quote, peak CPI has always corresponded with a positive time to invest in equities. Interestingly enough, equities bottomed just a few weeks after that podcast and are now up substantively. Our confidence in big trends has been rewarded. So, does that mean that we're just going to ignore what CPI tells us this week or what Powell and the Fed do? No, absolutely not. I'm going to be back next week and we're going to break everything down and what it means, but it also means that you shouldn't have to live your life Fed meeting to Fed meeting. We said something on January 3rd. I said something on January 3rd that I think still remains intact. And I'm going to quote myself, which is one of the most narcissistic things I think I've ever heard. But I basically said that if we can see moderating inflation, the end of rate hikes, earnings growth, and consistency with historical norms, we should have a good recovery in the market in 2023. None of that has changed. That ball is still moving forward. So I will leave you with that note of optimism. As always, if you need anything or have questions about this, please don't hesitate to give me or Andrew Kleiss or Ben Morrow a call at the office at 515-273-1333, or you can always visit us on the web. I hope you have a great week. Take care.
Securities offered through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, NFA. Investment advisory services offered through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment firm.